This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. More than 114,000 New York City public school students were homeless at some point in the last school year, according to figures from New York State. That's around 1 in 10 of that city's public school kids. And New York isn't the only state. The number of homeless public school students has been rising across the country, according to state and national data. Julia Simon went to the Bronx, the New York City borough with the most homeless students, to see how it's affecting these kids and their schools.
10-year-old Taja Ford is a fourth grader in the Bronx, a wearer of tiny unicorn earrings, a lover of math.
Because I like working with numbers.
And because of domestic violence, a resident of homeless shelters. She's been living in them since June, along with her mother and siblings.
When I got there, it was crazy. I don't know. It was really different. I'd never been in that place before. And we all had to share a room, and it was like, difficult, really difficult.
Each morning, the family wakes at 5:30.
There's only one bathroom, so like.
Then she heads out into the city, from her shelter in the North Bronx to her school in Harlem.
Up those hills, those stairs, and catch a train. The train station is really cold.
Taja's commute's 45 minutes, but many students who live in shelters travel more than 2 hours each way to get to school. That's according to Danielle Keene, the principal of an elementary and middle school in the South Bronx.
And then we're expecting them to go home, do their homework, deal with whatever else they're dealing with, then to get back on the bus at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning to get here and be perky and ready to go. And it's not happening.
Lots of things aren't happening for these students. In the corner of Keene's office, near the door, a small black duffel bag lies on the floor.
A shelter child that dropped their clothes off and said, "Can you wash them?" And they leave it here, and we go and wash it across the street.
Keene's school has more than 700 kids, from preschool through eighth grade. More than 150 don't have permanent housing. They're living in shelters, cars, doubled up with family or friends. She says many of these kids have trouble showing up for class every day.
We have some children that have missed 84 days of school in 1 year.
Keene's school has a new morning program for middle schoolers in temporary housing that's increased attendance by almost 50%, helping kids start their mornings in a smaller, less stressful class setting. The New York City Department of Education plans to spend up to $28 million on special programs and personnel to help homeless students this school year. Carol Graham is a social worker who works with homeless kids at Keene's school. She says they require the faculty to deal with a lot more than just education.
So we're doing dual purposes here, meeting their social and emotional needs, as well as educating them as well.
As for 10-year-old Taja, she's about to start at a new school, much closer to the shelter where her family's staying. Taja's happy she won't have to wake up so early, sad to leave her friends at her old school, and hoping that soon her family finds a permanent place to live. In the Bronx, I'm Julia Simon for Marketplace.